Hello there. Welcome to my new Bambi study. You're just in time for your appointment, and don't you just look gorgeous? It's so nice to meet you in person. It can be strange to meet a therapist for the first time, so if you're feeling confused or unsure of yourself, don't worry your pretty little head. It's completely normal. I feel confident we can get your thoughts under control, so you can feel like yourself again. I have a bit of a different method than a regular therapist. We specialize in hypnotherapy. Today, I will try a number of powerful hypnotic techniques so we can tap into your unconscious mind. Wouldn't it be amazing if just a few commands could trigger a subconscious response, one that your conscious mind found impossible to resist? The mind can often be led by means of complex metaphors, spirals, and a smooth, relaxing voice. That's the truth. Most people able to follow directions can enter a deep trance almost instantly once their conscious mind is shut off. Hypnotherapists agree trance depth isn't related to induction time, because hypnosis transcends time. A part of you can imagine how easy it is to be induced into a deeper state of consciousness. People often say hypnosis is better than sex. Feels so good having new ideas forcibly put into your head, having your desires undermined and changed, never being certain if your thoughts come from yourself or somebody else. Let's close the door on any distractions around you and take a short journey together. You have the time. Hypnosis transcends time. Your doctor referred you as you're showing symptoms of overthinking, and so you've been dealing on your own with a clinical issue. If you could just stop thinking, you wouldn't be here right now. But you are, and I'm glad you came. We should be able to help with that. You don't need to be alone with this anymore. Dr. Bambi is concerned you may have an overactive mind, and these busy thoughts may be impacting your health. My job is to help, and to do this, I'm going to talk with you a bit to get a snapshot of your mind, what's working well and what's not working so well. We'll come up with a training plan, almost like a self-help program. You'll be better in no time, sweetie, as long as you listen to my suggestions and follow my advice. I'll answer any questions you have today, but if you can't think of any, that's perfectly okay too. Please take a seat wherever you feel most comfortable and just relax. Perfect. Now let's get started. Now I want you to sleep for me, Bambi. That's right. Bambi, sleep now. Such a good girl. Just take a deep breath. Such a good little sleepy slut. Such a perfect blank fuck doll. Good girl, Bambi. You're doing so well. Completely relaxed, completely obedient, completely blank. When I wake you in a little moment, you'll emerge from trance feeling refreshed, fully awake and alert. And when I put you back to sleep, this will be a signal to your unconscious mind to double your mental relaxation and knock you out even deeper. And each time we complete this loop, you're going to find it increasingly difficult to wake up. And suddenly, long before I'm finished, you'll be unable to wake up anymore, or even hear my words. And when that happens, you just silently listen, as you continue going deeper and deeper down, deeper into complete mental lockdown, until you're out like a light. Now, wake up, sweetie. Good girl. And Bambi, sleep now. Lashes fluttering shut, going twice as deep right now. Let yourself slip down, deeper and deeper into bimbo bliss. And notice the words are starting to disappear. Deliciously drowsy pleasure washing over you as Bambi takes her brain bath. Your mind may be slipping behind each word I say, and that's okay. Gently let it come back, jumping from one to the other, never mind what's behind or ahead. Each word becoming a step, Bambi leaping across the empty spaces and letting go of what came just before.
Oh my God.
Completely relaxed to just follow along from word to word. Between the moments now, the blonde moments, in the space between words, falling down further now. You can let yourself go along with my words. And before you know it, slipping and falling deeper. In the space between words. Deeper and deeper. And now we will complete this loop again. And when I wake you up and put you back to sleep for the third and final time, this will once again be a signal to your unconscious mind to take you all the way down. Ready? Bambi, wake up. Bambi, sleep. Going all the way down into a forced bimbo night-night.
Night-night.
Sleeping deeper than ever before.
Night-night.
So completely at peace.
Night-night.
Notice how good that feels?
Night-night.
Relax and go even deeper. No more fighting, no energy left. Absolutely exhausted. Collapsed in slumber. That's right, princess. Such a good girl. Before you even realize what's happening, my words are starting to fade and disappear. Out of your mind and gone, along with any last resistance. You're doing great. Let's see, Dr. Bambi said you were feeling overwhelmed and stressed. That's a lot to be dealing with. Let's backtrack a little, back to when you first started feeling this way, and go through everything, one at a time. Your notes say you don't know when it started. It seems you can't remember much at all. You may be experiencing some brain fog, where complex thoughts get harder and harder with every failed attempt until they just stop happening completely. But don't you worry, it's perfectly normal. When your day-to-day life's so stressful and you feel so overwhelmed you can't function, some girls are so ditzy, for lack of a better word. They just can't function normally in society. It's called mental overload. Here's a good metaphor which might help you understand. Your brain's like a computer or even a smartphone device, and thought patterns are different programs. So I want you to imagine you're having fun taking selfies, but oh no, your phone's out of memory. So what do? We need to start deleting old programs to make room for new ones. The same concept applies here. Your brain isn't so smart and can't handle so many things at once. So we need to erase some old data and make room for the Bambi program. Doesn't that sound like a good idea? As the stress of thinking melts away, head feeling lighter already. If it's not about you and how you look, don't worry about it. It's not important. Just say wow and move on. Or nod your head and smile. Or even giggle. Trying to understand or figure things out is a waste of time, as you can always ask somebody smarter, and it doesn't add anything to your fuckability. If making decisions is too hard, just stop altogether. Bimbos with opinions is like a seed with two sprouts, unnecessary and superfluous. It's perfectly okay to say, I have to ask daddy, or I don't know, or just shrug and look clueless, and chew your gum while twirling your hair. It's okay to feel dumb or confused. You're not a rocket scientist, you're only a blonde bimbo. Oh, oopsie, my apologies. But we need to know our limitations, what we can and cannot do. I just want to help you reach your potential and be the best bimbo you can be. So feel free to use this as your safe space, a bubble away from the rest of the world, where you can come whenever it's too much to handle. Your doctor tells us you feel safe and happy and even a little turned on whenever you come out with something dumb or do something silly. So from now on, say whatever comes to mind.
Oh my God.
The dumber it is, the better it feels, and you want to feel the best. Turn off that filter stopping you from saying whatever's in your head. It's not healthy to bottle everything up, and we want you to be proud of who you are. So if you started a sentence in a dumb way, or something's not making sense, you don't get to back out of it. Never start over or rephrase what you want to say. Normal people learn things to get smarter and contribute to the rest of society. Bimbo girls unlearn stuff to get dumber so she can be a better fuck doll. And there's always somewhere you can improve. Make yourself as dumb as possible and then act even dumber. Don't be afraid of saying stupid things. It's a well-known fact guys get turned on by dumb girls. And if you can't make a guy's cock hard, what's the point? Avoid any mentally stressful activities like learning, unless it's your favorite fashion influencer. It'll just distract from what's really important, making yourself hotter and more adorable. And remember, being ignorant's bliss, and removes the pressure of having to fake being smart. A good girl's nothing but ass, lips, and huge fake tits, and a permanent 1,000-yard stare, so everyone knows you don't have anything going on upstairs. Bambi's mind is a bimbo dream house, and all the lights are on, but nobody's home. What was Bambi doing again? She can't remember. And you can't help but giggle. Giggle time, Bambi. She can be so forgetful sometimes, thoughts constantly slipping her mind, making her so horny and pouty. Why is she so dumb? Bambi doesn't know. Absent-minded part in your plump pink lips. Time to refresh your lipstick, sweetie. Now blow a kiss for the camera. Such a good girl. Selfies are a fantastic way to show off your hot body. You could spend hours taking pictures or even admiring your reflection in the mirror. Bambi loves her vanity. Never feel guilty for loving yourself. You should relish in your beauty. Become your own role model. An elegantly enhanced example of femininity. Vanity serves a very important purpose in the lives of bimbos. It's that pretty pink voice in your head that tells you if you could look better with more eyeliner, and the voice that also reassures you that you're the hottest girl in the room and that your tits look way better than all of your friends. You should be your own biggest cheerleader. So embrace self-obsession, admire yourself constantly. And if it feels like everyone else is looking, that's because they are. With huge tits and an obscenely large ass, every pair of eyes is going to be watching, no matter where you are or what you're doing. And with an enhanced bimbo body, there's no hiding either. Nothing will obscure your curves, so you may as well embrace the attention. Dress to impress. Being a bimbo is all about elegance and glamour, so why not dress up? There's no such thing as too much. And stay away from toxic girls who think they know it all, and annoy everyone being so loud and opinionated. Just as men surround themselves with successful people, you have to surround yourself with other dumb bitches in order to become a better girl. You want to be the dumbest and most adorable of them all. So for example, if you're in school, hang out with the dumbest group of girls and be proud of your low marks. The lower your grades, the higher you score as a bimbo doll. The perfect bimbo gets a big, fat F on her test, and even bigger F-cup tits on her chest. All you care about is being a stupid fuck doll, daddy's sweet little suck slut. Aspire to become plastic perfection, getting closer and closer with every cubic centimeter of plastic you stuff inside your body. Your looks won't last forever, but plastic will. Every aspect of a bimbo is enhanced for pleasure. From your hair to your immaculately waxed legs, you should make an effort to present yourself as perfectly as possible. Perfection is exactly what a bimbo is. She is the product of years of hard work. No one is born perfect, but that doesn't mean you can't become the Barbie you were born to be. But that means pushing yourself, constantly chasing perfection, always scanning for ways to improve. Bigger and bigger, better and better, altering your body to become the ultimate sex machine. Your notes also mention insecurity. It's totally normal to worry about what other people think. It'll help you being better liked as you're more conscious of how other people perceive you. Saying you don't care makes you either a liar or will turn people against you as you're clueless how your behavior is being perceived by others. So questioning yourself's actually a good thing. It's cute when girls say things like, "I'm such a dummy." Part of being a bimbo is that element of surrender, giving up your body to become eye candy, letting your appearance become what society considers beautiful, and the beauty standards shape your appearance. You will be seen as a silly slut, appealing to the male gaze, which is what makes it so hot. Embrace being jerk-off material for horny guys, that you're valued on your looks more than your personality. Being a sex object's more fun. Enjoy the male approval of objectifying yourself. This is what you were made for. And the last thing you mentioned to Dr. Bambi, sometimes feeling like you're not in the driver's seat, and experiencing periods where your brain switches off and you don't know who's in control. Maybe even waking up in a cock-crazed frenzy, almost like a split personality. Interesting. Well, sometimes it's good to detach and put yourself in another pair of heels. It's an effective technique I personally suggest when dealing with repressed feelings. So instead of fighting against them, you could try doing the opposite and being completely open and accepting. Maybe that's the true source of your frustration, that unwillingness to cooperate. Actually, I'm sure of it. Maybe part of you wants to experience the pleasure of letting go. I'll speak to that part of your mind. Just keep breathing deeply. The deeper your breathing becomes, the more relaxed. Although you're virtually powerless to stop, you have to submit to the part of your mind that controls your breathing. Listen to the sound of my voice. You don't have total control. That's the truth. And somewhat a paradox, as this may enable you to relax more. And as silly as this may seem at first, I want you to imagine standing beside your relaxed body and watching your hands move all on their own, touching you all over and being helpless to stop them. You're not in control, but it's good for you. It keeps you feeling like a good girl, as if your body has no choice. And that can be scary, but also exciting. Isn't that right?
Yes.
The thought of Bambi going too far for the old self to reconcile, seeing how dumb and muddy her brain can get from denial, Bambi finding herself in a position so submissive and even humiliating that the old self just lets go forever, feels so good. Just try to hop into another perspective sometimes. It can be really helpful because you can empathize. And once you do, negative thoughts start fizzling away. So you can approach the situation with a clear mind and accept things as they really are. Such a good girl, Bambi. Well, we're almost out of time. Thank you so much for coming in and really pouring your heart out. Feels good to get things off your chest, isn't that right? We spoke about some private things and I appreciate your openness. I'll go ahead and schedule our next session. And I think it'd be good for your progress to meet every day so we can proceed with your mental plastic surgery. A positive attitude is as much a part of being a bimbo as being fake and plastic, so you'll need regular injections of brain Botox. Washing the mind of any dirty or impure thoughts, almost like a Bambi brain bath, so you have the perfect bimbo doll mindset. An enhanced cock puppet inside and out. And locking in your new conditioning now. So by the time we start our next session, you've already forgotten the last. Such a good girl. Do you want to wake up now? Bambi will wake up soon, but not until our next session is complete. You'll remain in this relaxed state until your unconscious mind releases you. Hypnosis transcends time. Bambi will smile more for the others, especially when they call you a bimbo. You like hypnosis and what it can do for you. Although you may desire to hear more of my voice, our time together has passed quickly. And it's perfectly normal if you feel like it's growing in your mind. Because maybe that's the truth.
Bambi forever. Bambi forever. Bambi forever.